Blog Talk Radio.
I was looking forward to Cinco de Mayo. I was like, whatever.
No, I know somebody else tried telling me, today is Cinco de Mayo. I was like, honey,
can you count to five instead? Cinco means five. Hello.
I know. I was like, well, I can tell you're raised in the north. No, Cinco is five. They're like, oh, it's Cinco de Mayo. You can go out and have, you know, Mexican food tonight. I was like, no, it's not. That's Sunday.
And I will be having Mexican food. Thank you. I'm going right over to Chacho's on Sunday. And get me some chalupas.
I think I will be going to one of the big places here.
I may also get to have me some margaritas because I need one.
I need a margarita in the fridge.
You know what? No, ma'am.
I'm sorry. I'm so tired. Do you see the picture? Tired. Just tired. So tired.
You know what? Anybody know of a good host? A good website host? Because I'm seriously thinking about leaving ours. It's been three times this week I have to yell at people. And
it's y'all crap.
Yes, and you, I know y'all think because, you know, we're a little militant here, we like to yell. I hate to be angry. It makes me mad that I'm angry.
I don't have time to be angry.
Exactly.
I got things to kill.
I got things to do and kill. I don't want to have to be angry. And since I got up this morning at 6 o'clock, it's been like, starting with our host. So if you're looking at our website, you're probably going, what the hell's going on there? We don't even know. And I have messaged them. Oh, my God. Hands roll. Okay. I want to say good morning.
Hands roll?
Hands are rolling. I'm cutting hands off. These are gamers we're dealing with. Hands hurt way worse than heads. Hands are rolling. they can't use their hands. They can't do anything. Good morning to Miss Aisha Tyler, who very luckily got to stand next to Peter Facinelli. I'm very jealous, Aisha.
That is... And I don't know who either one of those people are.
Well, Peter Facinelli is... if you watch the Twilight movies, he was playing the dad, I think.
Oh, I would do other things besides stand next to him.
Yes, and I see Sharon Osbourne hiding there in the back. And, of course, Aisha is one of our favorite. It's geek girls. That'd be a nice wig you got on there, girl. Yes, I know what that is. That's nice. That's right nice. Nice.
They would have to pull me off of him because I'd be like,
I think he's handsome, but he's not a jump on him kind. He's a little.
Oh, I totally jump all over him, on him, over him.
See, you know,
that's
my co-host, little softy looking guy. I need my guys that can lift a car off of a truck off of a car.
No. I've had those. I'm done with that.
I need me one of those. Well, not exactly. I think the only person I actually like that looks like that is The Rock. It works for him. It don't work for everyone. But
I need the kind that would totally surprise you and would, like, you know, you think, oh, you know, he's a little bit crazy, but he's quiet. He's smaller. He couldn't do anything. And then he will totally rip you apart.
You see, I don't want him to. Small. No, I don't like them small boys look like I can break them in half. You got to, when I stand next to you, I got to look small and imposing. Of course, I'm not, you know. And I'm, you know, I can handle myself, but I want you to stand next to him, and you think, oh wow, he's yeah, that's a big guy, that's a little woman, so I like.
Aww.
I got all distracted just then. I am seriously on a tear this morning. So
she is.
She's like, I'm just gonna stand back with my hands in the air. She messaged me like an hour ago. I was like, no. I need to direct this at the proper people. You have effed up.
Nice.
Why
nice.
I have to be angry? Messing up my... Yeah. We've got tons. I got tons of good stuff. I got two trailers that I want.
What you got? What you got?
I got a trailer for Infinite. Yeah, for Infinite Crisis. Actually, I got two trailers. I'm going to pop to Ginger.
I do, too. Are we looking? Well, wait, I think we do.
Are they Catwoman and Poison Ivy?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, then you put those up, and then I'm going to tweet out the link so that you lovely people can go sign up for closed beta. Uh-huh. For Infinite Crisis. I was going to put this one on the shelf after yesterday, but they sent me, and this is where I got irritated, by the way. I went to go put up on our site. The company sent us some lovely wallpapers to share with you all, so I was going to put them up so you can download them. Beautiful artwork of Poison Ivy and Catwoman. Can't share them with you. I went to put them up. Nothing there. Oh, my God. I'm angry. But you see there. Ginger, do you want to go ahead and do the story then, since you already had that up for you?
I may have the story. I know what I had was only like a paragraph long, so.
Let me see if they gave me more.
Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment has released two new champion profile videos for Infinite Crisis today. They give fans an in-depth look at Poison Ivy and Gaslight Woman infused with plant toxins and a dangerous biomedical experiment. Poison Ivy exerts surprising control over plants to dominate the battlefield from afar. She supports her team with healing and shields while disrupting enemies with her plants.
That's right.
Yay! And then, I'm sure y'all Gaslight at the moment. Okay, Gaslight. Gaslight Catwoman uses her assassin training and razor-sharp claws to protect the weak by tearing apart the corrupt. A master of stealth tracking and assassination, she excels at catching enemies at low health and finishing them off. Yay!
Who is that? Poison Ivy?
This one is Gaslight Catwoman.
Okay. They did send a little bio that I managed to find somewhere hiding down at the bottom.
Okay.
Who are we looking at again?
This is Gaslight Catwoman.
I don't understand what this Gaslight business is, but I'll do her. I have a little bit more on her. She's from a universe of origin, Gaslight again. Hers is not, the other one, Poison Ivy, was not originating from Gaslight. She was from Prime. Does anybody know where Prime is? I'm guessing you comic book geeks know that. But Catwoman came from Gaslight, and supposedly she's skirting the edge of Gotham's snobbish Victorian society. Gaslight Catwoman uses her assassin training. Did you already say this? And her razor-sharp claws to protect the weak?
Yeah.
Okay, then I will do Poison Ivy when we get to her.
Poison Ivy
is one of my favorite.
May contain content not suitable for children.
Okay, so Miss Pamela Ivy, biologist. Did you all know that Poison Ivy was a biologist? She was supposed to be gifted and brilliant.
Yeah.
And she worked with the trusted trusty biology professor, and he used her as a test subject. That's how she got her powers. I did not know this. The experiment gave her stunning control over plants and weaker minds, but the process broke and warped her own, valuing plant life and little else. She's become an eco-terrorist willing to put plant life before human life. She supports her team when you're playing Infinite Crisis with healing and shields while disrupting enemies with plants. Her ultimate ability can transform the location of a fight into an asset for her team and a danger for her foes. Y'all better be ready. I think when we get this one, we girls are going to mess y'all up. Hey there, C-Town. Mm-hmm.
This looks good. I'm sitting here watching this.
Why is he talking about Save the Earth? Why you got to spell it like that, Earth? E-R-F. Earth plants.
I like her tentacles. I'm sure
that
they're supposed to be vines or something, but they look like tentacles.
She's one of my favorite characters. Storm being my favorite.
Totally be a Snow Sally, right?
Oh, yeah, Poison. Well, I think I picture either one of you being Poison Ivy. I think either one of you could pull that off as cosplay. I think so. You both can rock the red hair.
Right. I know. Oh, I got a date to go have my red hair redone, too. Yay!
I got to get mine cut off. I'm tired of hair.
No.
Oh, yes, it's gone.
I'm slowly trying to grow mine back out a little by little.
Yeah, the long hair is in style, but in Texas, not so much. I remember the back being wet with the long hair. I can't do that.
I know. Oh, no.
And I keep it pulled up anyway. Might as well cut it off.
All right, look at that, man.
That is
love. Look at her pose.
That is awesome.
She's got this whole spider movement thing going on. It's kind of creepy, though.
I like it. I like it a lot. Also, I mentioned this morning. Our lovely lady who is making the movie, you know, GTFO, the one we were talking about last night. If you missed last night's show, you need to go back, listen to it, look at it, watch it, whatever you're going to do. You can find it on YouTube. You can find it on Blog Talk Radio, whichever one tickles your fancy. But they managed to meet their funding goal. They only needed $20,000. They got $21,000. But they got 7 days to go. You can still get in on the ground floor. They got some nice things they're giving away, too. They're going to give away DVDs of the movie, posters, T-shirts with the GTFO logo, and some special thanks if you do $200 or more in the credits. And the biggie, the one that you should want, you get the DVD, the poster, ticket to the premiere in New York, and an associate producer credit in the final project. $500 if you give it to them. That's what you're getting, which is nice. And she even tells you what they're using the money for. I love it. Very, very nice that she's putting this together. Go over and check it out on Kickstarter. Did I tweet out the link for you guys so you can sign up for?
No.
I don't think I did because I'm too busy cutting people. I really am cutting people. All right, if you want to sign up for Infinite Crisis, to bounce back for that one for a second, you can sign up. I'm really almost certain I did send this out a second ago. I did.
I did.
Go check out our Twitter and our Facebook, and you can see the link to sign up for beta for Infinite Crisis because it's still in beta. Do we need to remind you people what you're supposed to be doing in beta?
Sending in those beta reports. When you find something broken, send it in. Don't just cry that it's broken. It is a beta.
Mm-hmm. Make sure that we don't pay $60 for a broken game. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Of a beta. You help fix it.
EA, we're looking at you, EA.
SimCity.
SimCity.
Oh, speaking
of... Who was the other one who was being sued the other day for a broken game? Can't even remember who it was.
Oh, probably was EA. It was probably them.
Well, it wasn't EA, but I can't remember who it was. All right, so you ready for me to go, or you said you got to...
Tag,
all right, it's my go. It's my go then. Yay! All right, hold on. Where's my thing? I got it. There we go. Is it up? Nope. I hit the wrong button. There we go. Fuse! By the way, this may have content not suitable for children. I'm going to hit play because this is apparently a girl character, so I chose this video specifically. Today, EA, speaking of the devil, and Insomniac Games announced the release of an action-packed demo for the co-op shooter Fuse. The fast-paced demo will be available on Xbox Live Marketplace and hold on, this got a noise. You're not supposed to have a noise, YouTube. Shut up. Anyways, fast-paced demo will be available on Xbox Live Marketplace and PlayStation Network starting on May 7th, allowing players to play online cooperatively with up to four players or a two-player split screen. Ooh, I don't like split screens. In the demo, players will take on the role of four elite operatives, Dalton Brooks, Izzy Sinclair, who we're seeing now the redhead, rawr, Jacob Kimball, and Naya. Oh, maybe there's another girl. Naya Devereaux. And I just lost my place because I looked over at the other screen. These special agents are out to protect mankind from Fuse, a deadly alien energy source which has been stolen by the rogue paramilitary organization Raven. Each of the characters delivers a unique gameplay experience as they have their own individual and unique Xenotech weapon and specialized skills. Players will use these abilities as they track down the Fuse source and a snowy secret weapon depot. Developed by the critically acclaimed independent studio Insomniac Games, Fuse will mark the company's first multi-platform release when it becomes available for the PlayStation 3, Xbox 360 on May 28th in North America and May 31st in Europe. Yay! This looks good, and I like the redhead.
Of course you do.
I play the hell out of the redhead. Look at her. She's
oh, really?
Hot.
You play the hell out of her, huh, Jade?
Well, you know what I mean. You know all my avatars are red hair, if I can get away with it.
Mine's usually orange.
Skin inside.
Mine's usually...
Orange? Oh, no.
Yeah. Because I've had orange hair before, and that's actually quite becoming on me. It doesn't sound like it, but it was. It was an accident when I went to get my hair dyed, and it looked nice. I haven't done it again. Yeah, but maybe soon. Possibly. Maybe.
Soon.
I come for you.
Yay, come for me, come for me.
You know, hey!
Wait, that sounded bad. I didn't even mean it to be bad. My bad. That is not what I meant there.
Oh, the little boy unfollowed us, the one we were jumping on last night.
Oh, it's so sad. It's my fault, this ignorant tool. Women can't game. Screw you. We're gaming it. Seriously, Corey, yeah, we're always gaming. Corey's usually, you know, playing some simulator game and talking about how her character that she's named after me is doing something strange. But we are always gaming. Even here, we are gaming. You know, somebody's got a game going somewhere, a Facebook game or something.
Now, if you missed it last night, how this all started was Ginger posted up a post on our Facebook page, and Dark Wargoth, yes, ma'am, I'm going to say your name since you unfollowed us, decided he was going to comment negatively, and we let him have it.
Yeah, pretty much. Women are not able to game competitively against men. Mm-hmm. We should all be in the kitchen. We're emotional and we're stupid and all this other stuff. So yeah.
You can go check that out on our Facebook page. It actually started with something else, cosplay. So, guys, if you're not really sure what to say, sometimes just be quiet. That's your best bet. Don't get yourself in trouble. Don't write a check with your mouth your ass can't cash. At least not over here. All right.
I will cash it for you. Let me tell you.
All right, good stuff going on. Actually, as C-Town just said, the lawsuit was actually with Colonial Marines. Sega and Gearbox have responded to a class action lawsuit over Aliens, Colonial Marines, each denying any wrongdoing in the matter. Sega offered more or less a generic statement of defense. According to GI.biz, they said Sega cannot comment on specifics of ongoing litigation, but we are confident that the lawsuit is without merit and we will defend it vigorously. However, Gearbox provided a more colorful statement, attempting to wring a class action lawsuit out of a demonstration is beyond meritless. He said, this is from a rep there. He says, we continue to support the game and will defend the rights of entertainers to share their works in progress without fear of frivolous litigation. The lawsuit centers on trailers and demos for the game shown to the public at events like Penny Arcade Expo and E3. The suit claims those clips misrepresented the actual game with graphics that the game makers knew they could not deliver.
Oh, I don't think they did. I don't think they did at all.
No. Sega has already admitted to the UK's Advertising Standards Agency that the trailers were misleading, but the only consequence of that was an agreement that the publisher would run a disclaimer with the clips that, should they be shown again. Here's the thing there, dude. When they show advertisements for things, they all lie to you. Tide is not the very best detergent out there. Neither is Clorox the only speech. No. That Lexus that they advertised on TV is not the very best car in the world. That's just what people do. It's called advertising. You take it or you leave it.
Lies and slander.
People, find something else to sue about. Well, let's sue the United States government for trying to encroach upon our privacy with the CISPA bill. That's what I want to see.
Okay, I'm good with that. Let's do this.
I got another short one.
You got another short one? Okay.
I got another short one. There will be no Madden NFL 25 for the Wii U. It's been benched. One of EA's biggest annualized multi-platform hits will not be at the E3 show this year or on the E3 for now. EA Sports confirmed for a Nintendo World Report today that Madden NFL 25 will not be hitting the field with Wii U, said we will not be releasing a Wii U version of Madden NFL in 2013. However, we have a strong partnership with Nintendo and will continue to evaluate opportunities for delivering additional Madden NFL products for Nintendo fans in the future. EA Sports had a Wii U version of the Madden NFL 13 on the shelves in time for the system launch last November. However, the version was missing some features, such as the Madden Ultimate Team Mode and the Infinity Engine procedurally generated physics system introduced in the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3 versions of the game. Madden NFL 25 will also be skipping the DS, according to the report. The series only appeared for Nintendo's current handheld this past March 2011 launch. EA has released a total of 4 games for the Wii U to date. 3 of them, Madden NFL 13, FIFA Soccer 13, and Mass Effect 3, were launch day ports. The 4th, Need for Speed Most Wanted, hit shelves in March, nearly 5 months after it debuted on other platforms. And before you all go into the, see, nobody's supporting a Nintendo Wii U, what you should be doing is trying to force them to do so, because aren't you tired of playing the same flipping game over and over?
Oh my God, yes.
I want them to do something different on the port. And there's so many options they could have taken with bringing it to the Wii U. It's a football game. There's 50 million things. I personally, if I'm going to play one, I like to be the coach. I don't necessarily want to be, you know, throwing stuff, except for the Wii. I did like it on there. I love tackling people with the Wii version. Did you ever get to play it with the Wii version?
No, I didn't.
Well, to tackle somebody, you had to have the Wiimote and the nunchucks, you know, one hand, and you would actually have to push forward to tackle them. And, of course, it had feedback in your hands whenever you did. So you actually felt like you – it was cool as how I would play. It's like, why are you tackling your own team members? I don't care. Boom! You're in the way.
That is neat, actually.
It is, but the developers are too afraid to go and try something new. It's not a good thing, people, because they don't go to Wii U, and you shouldn't be going, ha-ha, Nintendo. You should be going, hey, EA.
Yeah.
I'm sick of playing Madden with the same good.
What the hell, EA?
Do something. Give me something different. I'm going to buy a Wii U. I want some Madden on X. I don't know.
Fair
at all,
enough. So I like that. All right. I got a couple little short ones here, so I'm going to start off with this one. Internet meme creators sue Warner Brothers. That's right. Warner Brothers Interactive is no stranger to the fighting battles about trading and copyrights in courts, but a case filed by 2 internet meme creators has the industry giant in a role reversal. According to a NeoGraph thread, Charles Keyboard Schmidt, Keyboard Cat Meme, and Christopher Nyan Orlando Torres, the Nyan Cat Meme, filed a lawsuit against publisher Warner Brothers and developer Fifth Cell for shamelessly using their copyrighted internet memes in the game Scribblenauts Unlimited with their in the game Scribblenauts Unlimited, there we go, without their consent, permission, and without proper compensation. The plaintiffs claim willful and intentional copyright infringement and seeks treble damages. Oh, wow. One of the challenges for the plaintiffs in the case is that the alleged infringements occurred in 2009, but the trademarks were filed in 2010. I don't know if you're going to be able to do that. But I guess we'll see. I mean, if they have proof, if they've got documented proof that they made it on such and such day, they may win. They may very well win. This could be an interesting fight. I can't wait to see how this goes. What do you think, Miss Corey?
I'm scared.
Are you scared? Why are you scared?
I don't want them. I'm scared.
Oh, this is good news. This is good news for Sony people. Sony executives to give back bonuses for second year in a row. I'm going to lose my...
That's how you do that there, Sony. That's nice.
Yeah. Sony executives have agreed to forego salary bonuses for the second year in a row, following another year of less than stellar profits from the electronics giant. According to a Sony spokesperson, around 40 of the company's executives will return the bonuses scheduled to be paid out following a general shareholders meeting this June. The decision was proposed by Sony CEO Kaz Hirai and later backed by the Sony board. You know, some people are angry. This news comes on the heels of Sony's revision of its fiscal year forecast, doubling its forecast for the fiscal year ending March 2013. The challenge of the forecast is due to a number of factors, including the sale of property in the U.S., asset sales, Japan, and the depreciation of yen, and revenue obtained through asset sales. Those gains have been offset by losses in the TV and mobile business space, though. Sony did not say just how much money and bonuses will be given back to the company by its executives, but we can assume it'll be at least in the millions.
Wow. But they're going to help the company, which is a good thing.
Yeah. Definitely. All right.
I'm
you
feeling
go, and then I've got to go all high register and sticky bomb, and oh my God.
You got a high register and sticky bomb?
I said after you go, yes.
Well, this just popped up in my feed 4 minutes ago, so exclusive.
Yay, what you got?
Are y'all ready for this? This is a new Remember Me game trailer 4 minutes old. You're not going to see it anywhere else. Well, you'll see it everywhere else later in the day. But
you give me the link.
You see here first. I'm talking while I pace, woman. I'm getting to ask it.
Pass faster.
Okay, this is with creative director Jean-Maxime Maurice. She's talking about Remember Me's central theme, the memories and how they shaped the world of 2084. In case you didn't know, Remember Me game is set in the year 2084, and it's due out in less than a month's time. It's going to be out June 4th here in the U.S. and June 7th for our European peoples, for your Xbox, your PlayStation 3, and your PC, so you have no excuse not to have it. You at least have one of those consoles, I'm pretty sure. There is no ESRB rating yet. That's why we can throw this up, ha-ha, all live and stuff. Okay, let's watch it together. Ooh.
Yes, so pretty. So everybody has those things on their necks?
I guess so.
That's interesting. You know, and one of my favorite sci-fi books, the Chris Longknife series, they have something like that, which is kind of interesting.
Interesting. Okay, now they're saying this is from Capcom and a new company called Don't Nod Entertainment. And this is an action-adventure title set in Paris, Neo-Paris, 2084. And, of course, you're playing the role of, yes, a girl. Her name is Nilan. She's a former elite memory hunter, and she has the ability to break into people's minds and steal or even alter their memories. She was arrested, and with her memory wiped clean, she now has to set out on a mission to rediscover her identity. You can pop on over to their Twitter, Remember Me Game. They also have a Facebook page, which I would like for you yet again because we liked it a long time ago. Awesome game. Awesome looking game.
This does look cool. Man, I cannot wait to play this.
Right?
This is gonna be hot.
Right? C-Town went, ooh, ah. It's gorgeous.
It is more than gorgeous. This is beautiful. Oh, look, I guess she's in a memory or something.
She is. Oh, my God, that's cool. What is that? Kill it! Stab it!
I don't know. It's kind of creepy looking, but it was really kind of neat.
Oh, she's sneaking past him. I hate how they make them have that little weird lean when they sneak.
I know.
It doesn't look like sneaking.
Oh,
it looks
like
I'm
hurt.
Did you
see her annoyed look like just then? Like, bitch, did you really? Oh, sorry. Did you really just put a knife in my neck? Daytime!
Remixed memory. Oh, that's hot. Y'all, this is going to be great. This is going to be a great game. So she remixed her memory and made her nice. Oh, nice. Oh, she can go into their bodies, everything. Oh, nice.
That is definitely interesting.
This is also going to be one of those games where even if it has a glitch, you're not going to be sure if it's a glitch. Although I see that hair texture is going through the collar. I'm going to need you to fix that there. Don't nod.
Who did their teeth?
Looks like they need us, Ginger.
They all have some really long...
Oh, well, look at that. No, that strap going through the clothes is not good neither. You're going to have to fix that. he's like, cut it. You know what it is? We spend too much time doing textures and going over...
I know, right?
It's got to be perfect. They'll have it fixed by the time they get it to us. I'm quite sure. They got a month left to fix those little things. And it's cosmetics, so I could overlook it. This is absolutely gorgeous. This is going to be one of, I'm hoping, please, you guys, don't let us down. I'm hoping you're going to be one of the bigger hits of the year. It's like I said, three games I got. I got my Sleeping Dogs, I got this, and I got GTA. And I'm good to go. Oh, that's a nice skirt she got on.
It was.
Okay, maybe the jacket's supposed to look like that, with the strap.
Oh, he
the
shot
jacket.
Her.
That would be interesting. Ginger, I think we're going to have to design a line of clothes based on Remember Me.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. Seriously, I've got to get on figuring out what I'm doing with my mesh. This is so creepy and so cool, and I want to play it. And I don't want to, like, I know we need to move on to more news, but I don't want to because, oh, my God, look at the...
Yeah. Run, girl, run! Run!
I don't want to move. I don't want to move because this is... I like her streaked hair. I think I may do that this time.
See, look, I like the walk. That's actually a realistic female walk. You know, usually how they make it over-exaggerated, that's very realistic.
Yeah.
See her walk. It's kind of sexy, but it's realistic.
Definitely. Oh, I like those pants.
I want them.
She's got some cool clothes.
Yeah, I'm checking them out.
Seriously, I'm in love with this. All right, so.
We got to move on.
Got to move on. As much as I don't want to because this is hot.
Look at that. You get to add skills to. Okay. Oh, my God. I'm so in. Y'all may not talk to me for a few weeks.
I know, right?
I may not eat. I mean, I eat.
This is sexy. All right, here we go again. Camelot Unchained. Oh, my God. All right, so I talked about this last night on the show for a couple of minutes. But
you did. Oh, is that why you're going high in the register? Okay, yep.
Camelot Unchained surpasses its $2 million funding goal. That's hot. City State Entertainment announced that it managed to raise well over $2 million in crowdfunding for its upcoming MMORPG Camelot Unchained, which is going to be Camelot Reimagined. If you ever played Dark Age Camelot, you know what I'm talking about. The Tri-Realm RVR-focused MMORPG will also receive $3 million in additional funding, which includes $2 million from studio co-founder and online gaming industry pioneer Mark Jacobs, who I want to sit the lap up and just lick. Pledges are still being accepted via PayPal on the game's official website. The last 30 days have been an incredible journey, says Mark Jacobs. We believed there's an audience for a highly focused game like ours, which has now been proven. What we didn't expect was how our community would come together so quickly and avidly. Not only is our average pledge off the chart, our backers have been just as immensely supportive in other ways, from providing immense amounts of helpful feedback to translating information into four languages, German, French, Japanese, and Korean, and more. Our team is grateful beyond words for the way they have inspired us with their fervent interest and amazing enthusiasm. Mark Jacobs is, of course, best known as the co-founder of Mythic Entertainment and the driving force behind the hit MMORPG Dark Age of Camelot, which I worship. I love. Oh, I miss my Dark Age of Camelot. Oh my God, I can't wait to play this. You know, on one hand, I'm all like, I can't wait to play. I can't wait to play. On the other hand, I remember the 6 and 8 hour raids in Dark Age Camelot, and I remember how hard the PvP was and how much I had to work to get people to follow me. But at the same time, it was so worth it. And Corey is probably muted herself because I'm sure she's talking.
Nope. And, nope, not this time.
I love Dark Age of Camelot, and I cannot wait. Cannot wait to see Camelot Unchained. I begged and I begged and I begged back in the day. Please, please remake me a Dark Age Camelot with better graphics. And of course, you know, Mythic came out with that other game we're not going to talk about. Not going to talk about. It was not Dark Age of Camelot. I could not put my siege equipment anywhere I wanted. It was not Camelot. I know they tried.
Well, the bad part is they go to try to remake these games, and then they take out what made the people love it. It's okay to add new stuff. It's what it's not okay is don't start putting things in.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's not what I meant. Don't start taking out what was already in there is what we don't like. You know, I went back to play EverQuest Classic. I still haven't found my way back to the original city that I like to play in. Those are the things you need to leave in. That's what creates nostalgia.
Everybody puts in these starter areas now. I don't want a starter area. Just throw me in.
Let me go where I was. Just give me exactly what I had before. That's fine. If you want to update graphics, great.
And I think they lose a lot of people that way by segregating. Separating people into different areas. They put all the experienced players, you know, on these other cities, but they put all the noobs in this training area, so it's supposed to be easier and so people won't grief and blah, blah, blah. I don't care. Grief me, but I want to be with the masses. I want to see how the community is. If I go through a training area, I'm like, oh, cool, this is cool, and then I get to the community and they're all douchebags, oh, I'm upset. I'm upset that I wasted my time. I could have been killing people in a different game.
All right. Okay.
Never gonna give you up.
No, ma'am. Is this time for sales? It's time for sales. It's time for sales. All right, people. Y'all ready? Wait a minute. I have to get all of the sales together. All of them. Tons of them, right? I don't know why people like this game, Killing Floor. I honestly haven't played it, and I really just don't know why you like it. I'm not saying it's good or bad. I just have no idea. I haven't played it yet. 70% off at Gamer's Gate. 70% off. It's $5.39 there for you. Skyrim, 40% off at Green Man Gaming. $29.99. If you never got a chance to play Torchlight 2, $9.98 at the Gamer's Gate. Let me run down the list. Orcs Must Die 2, which I'm dying to play, have not gotten a chance to play. Gamer's Gate, it's $7.49.
Ooh, that's not bad.
Elder Scrolls 4, Skyrim. Guess how much that is?
How much is that?
It's $9.99 at Green Man Gaming.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Mm-hmm. That's right, people. Get it. Get to it. Hop to it. Mafia 2 is $7.49 at Gamer's Gate.
Oh, that's not bad.
No. Miss out on Assassin's Creed. You miss out on the sale I told you about last week. Well, it's not too bad. What happened to it? Did I scroll? I did. I scrolled. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Never scroll.
Assassin's Creed Brotherhood is $12.97. Batman Arkham City. You never got to play that one. Gamer's Gate. It's $9.98. Also, Batman Arkham Asylum, the Game of the Year edition, is only $4.99 at Gamer's Gate.
Ooh, that's we love us from Gamer's Gate. If you've not gone over there and checked out what they've got, please do so.
Guns of Icarus online, which we told y'all should be playing anyway, because Guns of Icarus is awesome.
Amazing game and great, wonderful devs. Seriously,
that's right. $6.79. Yeah, the devs are juicy, except for Lieberman.
Except for Lieberman.
Man, I'm gonna hear about this later.
Poor Lieberman. Just remember that was Corey, not me. So you can give me the goods.
He already wants to give you the goods.
Really? You want to give me the goods?
I'm gonna be quiet. I'm getting people in trouble talking too much.
Hello there, Lieberman. How you doing?
You never played Splinter Cell, Conviction, which I don't see why you would. And that one I have played. $6.47 at Gamer's Gate. And 12, wait a minute, all these are at Gamer's Gate. So you got Splinter Cell, Conviction. I don't know how they're doing this. So they got three different prices. Maybe it's three different platforms. I'm really not sure. But it's ranging from $6.47 to $12.48, all of them at Gamer's Gate. Let me get down to the bottom here because there's got to be some other goodies hiding down here. Oh, did you ever play Legacy of Kain? Any of you never played Legacy of Kain? Soul Reaver 2?
I did not.
$3 at Gamer's Gate.
Well, that's not bad.
That's
nice.
For you to get a sandwich and a fry at the Wendy's. Okay, Airline Tycoon at 2 is at Green Man Gaming for $4.99. Yay! You know you want it.
Yes, you do.
I don't see anything else down here. Oh, wait a minute. Sleeping Dogs, Top Silver.
Mm-hmm.
$1 at Gamer's Gate.
Ooh, just $1.
Mm-hmm. Just $1. Just Cause the whole collection. $10. Oh, is Joe listening? Joe's listening. Agricultural Simulator and the add-on. $2.
Sorry, Joe. I was going to warn you to cover your ears, but I didn't get to it in time.
He's going to be playing Tropico with me today, I think. And if he doesn't, Tropico doesn't play, you have no excuse, Joe, because Tropico 4, the collector's bundle, is on sale at Green Man Gaming for $9.98.
I'm going to be streaming some Minecraft in a little bit because, yeah.
That's not a simulator. Well, yes, actually it is.
I got to build me some monster traps. So.
Can't get this woman to play any other simulator but Minecraft. Mm-hmm.
What can I say? I like stacking bricks. There's something therapeutic about it. You know, you just get in there and you start counting 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, and the next thing you know, you've gone like 60 block lengths or longer, and you're like, yeah, Minecraft, see?
Yeah, this is the last one I'm going to share with you. Kingdoms of Amalur Reckoning is on sale at Gamer's Gate for a mere $8.99. Oh, I'm sorry, Joe, I got one more. My Ocean Sim, $1.96 at Gamer's Gate. I'm on my way over there right now.
Oh, my God.
Got you.
I love you, Corey.
I don't even like Ocean Sims, but... Apparently, I get to do some stuff. I can breed some. I want to breed a guppy shark.
Ooh, a guppy.
Call him a shuppy.
A shuppy?
Yep. I want him to be cute and cuddly and eat everything.
Why not a sharpie?
He could be a sharpie.
He could be a sharpie? Okay.
He should be a garpy.
He could be a garpy? Okay, yeah. A garpy. I could be okay with a garpy.
A garpy.
All right, so... Accidentally racist. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. Indie studio changes name of Raccoons in Space Game. Nice Games, which is nice because they got a lot of ins. Our independent studio operating out of the Netherlands named its Raccoons in Space Game Starcoons, not knowing that the term is considered by some a racist term. I'd never heard of that. After learning that the title of... Oh, I see why they thought that. After learning that the title of its game might be offensive to African-Americans and people of color, the studio decided that it had to change the name of its game. Starcoons will now be known as Curio's Star Quest. the developer announced, the studio also said that it was unaware of the possible cultural issues associated with the game's original title. I'm going to see what Corey thinks in a second. The reason for the change of the title is that we acknowledge the fact that our former title might raise some eyebrows about the use of the word coon, in which we missed the controversial meaning due to cultural differences. We hope that this new title, the game, will still get the support it deserves, as Curio would be most happy to bring joy to the lives of gamers over all the world. All right, first I have to point out that it's Raccoons in Space. What you're playing is raccoons. Raccoons in Space. So that's why it was called Starcoons. Corey, I'm going to go here and just, you know, hand it to you. What do you think?
I'm ignoring it.
Are you ignoring it?
I'm ignoring it.
Did you find it racist?
I'm ignoring it.
Okay.
No, I looked at this the other day briefly, and we were going to talk about it, but we got, you know, how we do when we get talking.
Yeah.
I don't have an opinion on it yet. I'm not sure what to say about it. On some parts, yes, and maybe they didn't mean it that way. I'm not sure.
If they used something other than raccoons, I think I would say yeah and agree that it were racist. On the other hand, that they're from the Netherlands, and they made it, it's raccoons. It really is raccoons. Really, really cute, adorable raccoons in space.
I think I don't think they were thinking, and they're not from the U.S. And, you know, in the U.S. we think we are the be-all and end-all for things, hence our discussion last night.
So politically correct. It's ridiculous
sometimes. No, it's not even politically correct. We just think everybody has to know our history. We don't know. If you ask somebody what's the history of the Netherlands, they don't know it. But if you ask somebody from the Netherlands, our history.
Are Kiwis from the Netherlands? Kiwi!
Yeah, then they generally know our history, but also at the same time, it's not something they experience. So they don't really, the little small details like, you know, raccoons and what they refer to and other little things don't really mean anything to them. It's not something that they experienced. So they do things I don't think they meant in any type of malicious way. Now, if it was somebody here in the U.S. that did that, yeah, your ass is grass. You know not to do that. You know better. That's just, I think, a cultural faux pas that they made. I don't think they meant any harm. I meant to report this a moment ago and forgot about it. Horror of the Orient team shut down. I just want to say horror during the day. Kennedy Miller Mitchell.
Did she really just say what I think she said?
Yes, Kennedy Miller Mitchell, the production studio that snapped up part of Team Bondi's development team after L.A. Noire was reportedly closed down, or after they closed down its game division after struggling to find a publisher for its latest title. The news was reported by her frenemies at and confirmed by NBC. No, we don't say their names. After they heard from an affected staff member who told them that the studio lost a publisher for its Horror of the Orient game. It was headed up by L.A. Noire creator Brendan McNamara in 2012. Now the production company, which also works on films like Happy Feet 2 and the upcoming Mad Max, which I am very, very against, has apparently done away with its development team. As recently as this April, the company has been advertising for a staff for a new AAA title, next-gen and narrative action-adventure title set in Shanghai in the 1930s, realistic setting and characters, which sounds like it would be interesting. The blog of a partner to one of its Horror of the Orient teams suggests that redundancies started in December after Warner Brothers pulled out of the project. After our departure from Sydney was not happy, her partner had been made redundant by KMMIE as they had recently lost their publisher, Warner Brothers. She wrote in a blog post that has since been deleted, trying to hide it. So we've only been here a few weeks, and we had just signed for an apartment, decorated the place, and made ourselves comfortable before they hit us with the bad news. His final working day was to be the 21st of December, right before Christmas. Any new deal with the publisher would come too late. Her partner's LinkedIn confirmed that he worked at KMM Interactive Entertainment until December 2012. It was August 2011 when rumors of an acquisition of Team Bondi by KMM first surfaced and, according to sources, was the result of bad press about working conditions that struck Team Bondi after the release of L.A. Noire. The word is going around that Team Bondi is being folded into Kennedy Miller Mitchell Film Studios, a source said at the time. Team Bondi is pretty much doomed after the scandal, and they can't find any new supporters, so by doing this, they can hide their name. Team Bondi was officially closed up in October 2011, and at the time, it was reported that KMMM stepped in to buy some of its assets. I don't know. This is sucky.
It is sucky.
LA Noire is awesome.
It is. I haven't played it. I will admit I haven't played it yet. It is awesome. So I feel bad for these people right now. Everybody's going under right now.
Somebody says, you can't name a video game Whore of the Oriented. Yes, actually you can. I'd buy that just for the title.
I know, right?
I want to see what this is about.
God.
I got to see what this is about. You also, back when Grand Theft Auto came out, it was like, you didn't name a game Grand Theft Auto. People are going to get the wrong idea. And they got the wrong one, and it worked. So I think Rockstar should double back and buy that one up. It would be a very Rockstar-type game to have. Go ahead and grab that up. And you know we're going to buy it because you made it. I can't wait for my GTA.
Yes. All right, so.
He is breeding fish. Speak, I just want to let you know, Joe. Breeding fish.
See?
My garpy. My shuppy, whatever you want to call him.
Sorry, no, I opened up Minecraft and had it going there for a couple of minutes. I'll show him my town. What's my Twitter? My Twitter is GINGIRR. Two R's on the end, just two R's. All right, so Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Lion. Oh. Snoop Lion. You got to say it right.
Well, he's Snoop Dogg for this one.
Okay.
Apparently, this was made before he turned into Snoop Lion. Is that up on the screen? Am I showing it on the screen? I should be. Yeah, there we go. Hold on. It's got a voice. Why does it got a voice? YouTube, you and I are going to break up. There we go. Snoop Dogg takes the fight to the streets with the new video game, Way of the Dog. Entertainment icon Snoop Dogg, a.k.a. Snoop Lion, brings his fans the latest news about his forthcoming video game, Way of the Dog, releasing today on Xbox Live as an arcade game. Drawing inspiration from Snoop's love of 70s kung fu movies, Way of the Dog follows the story of America Jones, the toughest street fighter in town. Whose two great passions are the fight and his love, Sierra. But when Sierra is taken from him, AJ must step up and take his fighting to a whole new level under the watchful eye of Master Snoop and learn the way of the dog. Way of the Dog features intense rhythm action combat, a match to a selection of Snoop Dogg's greatest hits, including Who Am I, What's My Name, G's and Hustlers, my bad, from the True to the Place, and Pump Pump, Way of the Dog's story mode, pits players against the toughest fighters and brutal one-on-one combat. In addition, the game features highly stylized temple fight challenges taught by Snoop and two-player multiplayer modes for brutal beatdowns. Snoop Dogg says, I've always dug old-school kung fu movies. Growing up in the hood, me and my homies used to hit the Palace Theater in Long Beach to watch the double feature kung fu flicks come out of the theater, play fighting each other, making those old-school sound effects. I wanted Way the Dog to pay tribute to that feeling and bring that same excitement fused with my music to the game. Way the Dog will also be coming to the PlayStation Network.
Oh, hey! That was an implied throat slashing.
They did not warn me about anything on this one, so my bad. So that's Way of the Dog.
Journey from Dog to Lion. Yeah, really? Okay, I'm not going to say yay or nay about this one. What to say? What is it with all these people that are not gamers that try to? Yeah, it was Mercury implied. Yeah, why are they trying to make a game when they're not gamers? I notice this happening a lot. Ever since Vin Diesel's not a rapper, but he was, you know, on the scene back in the day. He was a breakdancer, from what I hear. And if you look if you look really hard on YouTube, you can find video of him breakdancing. His cousin was a rapper. He actually is a gamer. So when he put out Chronicles of Riddick, Escape from Butcher Bay, from his own company, it's a good game. He won awards. The rest of them that keep jumping in, I'm going to make my own video game. You can't just jump in. You have to be a gamer. Now, I'm not saying Snoop Dogg isn't. I know his kids are. And when he had that reality show, that his daughter was like a beast with the Guitar Hero. You know, that made its way around the web.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you yourself are not a gamer, it's kind of like me deciding I'm going to be a rapper. I love it. I have a lot of respect for it. It takes a lot to be able to speak something that's poetic over a beat, but can I make a living at it? Probably not. you know, you can't put me on the spot. I could write something, you know, but if you put me on the spot, some of these guys can do this, you know, as soon as you say, okay, rap me something, and they do it, I can't do that. They need to understand you can also not step into the world of gaming and decide you're going to make a game. Now,
exactly.
Now, his game may be great. I don't know. It looks maybe interesting, maybe. It's probably as soon as we leave the show, I'll forget about it because it's not memorable. It's not memorable.
Ooh, can I go again? Let me go.
And I agree with C-Town's record. Escape from Butcher Bay was absolutely awesome.
All right. Four programs just for aspiring female programmers. No female programmer out there, let her know about this. Four coding schools just for young girls and women are trying to change the number of females that program and give more girls STEM-focused educational opportunities in the United States, as highlighted over at Read Write Web. Startups catering to women and girls aspiring to learn how to code include Girl Develop It, Black Girls Code, Girls Who Code, and Girls Learning Code, Ladies Learning Code. Girl Develop, sorry, people are dinging me on Skype, stop that people. Girl Develop, it has been around for about 2 years and has chapters in 16 cities in America, Canada, and Australia. Founded by Sarah Chips, the program is for women only and offers a casual learning environment with a low price for admission.
Mm-hmm.
Founded by Kimberly Bryant, Black Girls Code aims to bring more African-American women into the field of programming. She created
yes,
the program.
Yes, we're talking with them about something I cannot talk about.
That's hot. She created the program in honor of her daughter Kai after realizing over the years that she was often one of only a few black females attending a variety of tech events. Black Girls Code is aimed at African-American girls ages 7 to 17. It was launched last July in San Francisco, but the nonprofit has expanded in less than a year into 7 American cities thanks to the help of several hundred volunteers. See, that's hot right there.
Mm-hmm.
Founded by Rashima Zajun, Swan? Anyways, Girls Who Code is...
Smith.
Hold on, it's not written in English originally. Girls Who Code teaches girls 13 to 17 how to code and to inspire them to enter the tech sector. Girls Who Code is about to begin its second semester programming it's written in bad English, so I'm working on it. It's a second semester program expanding to programs in 5 cities. Finally, Girls Learning Code, Ladies Learning Code is a Toronto-based nonprofit that encourages women and girls to collaborate on learning technical skills. All of the courses offered are at the introductory level in a variety of different programming languages. Yay! All right, I am going to tweet this out. So if you know a girl who is into coding and can get into these programs, go for it. I'm also liking it. Check it out. So sorry I tripped over it all. Again, whoever wrote this was originally not an English speaker. Y'all have no idea how many times we come across stuff that we want to share, but it's not English originally.
I got a whole German press release. I have no idea what that press release said, but I thank you there for sending it over very, very much. Thank
that one was written in English, but whoever wrote it was not an English speaker.
I dare say I'm afraid to share this next story because I may lose my cousin forever.
Uh-oh.
PopCap Games launches Bejeweled Blitz for Android. Oh, my God. Bejeweled Blitz for Android has supporting more than 1,000 of the latest mobile devices, delivering the perpetually popular social mobile puzzle action game with exclusive Droid-only content and features. I can only do that with the mucus in the throat. That's nasty. The game is available immediately for free for download via Google Play. Supporting the Android platform is an important part of our mobile gaming strategy, and we're excited to expand PopCap's game library with this customized adaptation of Bejeweled Blitz. This is from Heather Hazen, who's the executive producer at PopCap Games. With this launch, PopCap is bringing the most exciting and social iteration of its flagship game to hundreds of millions of additional players around the globe. Bejeweled Blitz is the most popular social game of all time, or one of the most anyway, has been played literally by billions. And since debuting on Facebook 4 years ago is when it started being viewed by billions. Why can't I talk? Nearly 50 million players around the world have spent 3.5 billion hours matching and destroying more than 30 trillion gems while vying to the top on their friends' shared leaderboard. Over 140 million games of Bejeweled Blitz are played each day. Wow. Resulting in another 500 million gems being destroyed every half hour of the day. These figures are expected to grow dramatically now that Android device owners can play the game anywhere, anytime.
I would totally make fun, but we all know that I play Candy Crush Saga, so...
Which is very similar to Bejeweled.
Yeah, very similar, sadly.
That usually gets people started out when they start playing Candy Crush Saga. They're like, oh, this is like Bejeweled. Oh, no, it's not.
No, it's not. Not at all. All right, so we got 6 minutes left, so it is my go. My go. Yay, what do we got? I have got
6 minutes.
I do. Where is my... I think this is the right one. Vegas. Vegas, baby! Is it up on my screen? No, it's not. Stop work after. Stop with the slideshow. There we go. Escape to Slot Paradise. Play Studios launches new game, Mirage, for Facebook fans. This is not the right one. No, yes, it is. Okay. I lied. Play Studios, a game development company focusing on free-to-play casino games, just today announced the launch of a new title within MyVegas called Mirage. This slot-style game features a lush tropical oasis and... I love that. And playful characters inspired by Siegfried and Roy's secret garden and dolphin habitat at the Mirage Hotel and Casino. With today's release, the new game joins the series of 10 social casino games developed by Play Studios for its popular Facebook application, including the recently added Ancient Egypt-themed Luxor God of Odds and Jules Verne-inspired Around the World in 80 Plays. Our audience has grown to over 3 million active players in recent months, blah, blah, blah. I don't care about that. Tell me more about the game. Inspired by Watershed Resort that shares its name, Mirage is a 30-line slot game with 3x5 reels featuring a cast of adorable animals and their trainers set in a tropical oasis. Players can accumulate bonus symbols that activate free spins and a dolphin jump high-low bonus. When activated, Daphne the dolphin leaps from the turquoise waters of her habitat
to
pop a player pick high or low for you. All right, anyways, so this is my Vegas. Not really my kind of thing, but hey, there it is. It's
some
up.
Of you like it.
It's on Facebook. You can check out more over at myveg.as/mirage_launch.
Yay, time for sales. Oh, some of you got confused when I said that, didn't you?
No, we did.
That was funny. Some of you went, wait a minute. Did I rewind by accident? No. All right, people, the 3D printers are arriving, and I got just a few minutes to tell you about them. Staples is where you'll be getting them. You get your first 3D printer from Staples. They've announced they've announced plans to sell its first 3D printer and 3D systems cube. These look so futuristic, it's not even funny. I wish I could show the picture to you, but I can't. With the announcement, Staples becomes the first U.S. retailer to do so, to sell, well, it strongly resembles 3D printing. It's a technology that is slowly but surely bubbling into the mainstream consciousness. Released last year, the Cube can print in 16 colors and is designed with 3D printing newbies in mind. 3D Systems CEO Abel, who I have scrolled and missed his name, Abel Reichenthal, says the device is all about taking what Apple did with the tablet market and bringing it over to the world of 3D printing. He says his assertion is that everyone can be creative if you remove all the friction and intimidation. The device will cost you $1,300 when it hits the stores in June. But you can buy it.
I haven't June to go with $1,300. I can do that.
You can get it on the online store right now if you really, really want one on the Staples online store. Of course, also, while selling its first 3D printer is obviously a big deal for Staples, according to VentureBeat, the move is the latest one in the company's larger effort to embrace technology. Back in November, they announced that they were working with the 3D printer company Macor on a new in-store 3D printing service. That's right. In the future, you might be getting your spreadsheets in 3D from your boss when he starts figuring out how to do it, because he's going to think it's cool because you know how they all do. The move, while limited to an initial trial run in the Netherlands, was also a major first for a company that's known for more than selling known for no more than selling Post-it notes and paper. For the most part, nobody knows that Staples has more than Staples. Anyway, that's going to be nice. I'm not going to be getting one until they come down. That's pretty much like the scanners. Remember when scanners came out? $2,000. This scanner can see dots, dot matrix, blah, blah, blah. Translate it to Word. How about I just don't? How about I just type it into Word myself? No, you can scan it into Word. Okay.
Yeah, no. No, 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 no. Oh. I don't know. All right, well, we got 1 minute left, folks. This has been an awesome show.
And we can't keep
you all over GLaDOS.
GLaDOS hates us.
GLaDOS does. 1300.
1300 is a lot. That's a lot of cash. I don't even know what to do with it yet.
Really? Just get from Blastar, just gave him $1 million? Really? Really?
Let me go and sit down and talk to Blaster. Blaster?
Right. Hey, Blaster, what you doing?
Hey there, Blaster. All right, people, we're out of here. We see you Monday. Holla.
Yay!
To do Ginger.
Oh, see you later, boys and girls.